Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Monday, April 29th, 2024. The Philippine Transportation Department clarifies consolidated traditional jeepneys will continue to ply their usual routes even after the April 30 deadline. DOTR Undersecretary Andy Ortega says the process of purchasing modern jeepneys will take years. He adds the consolidation of the jeepney units is just the start of the modernization program. Ortega also says the crackdown on unconsolidated jeepney units will be gradual. Transport groups are holding a three-day nationwide strike against government's PUV modernization program. Petroleum prices in for a slight reduction as April ends. A liter of diesel would be cheaper by 45 centavos tomorrow, Tuesday, while gasoline prices will see a cut of just 25 centavos. Kerosene prices, meanwhile, will drop by 90 centavos per liter. Philippine Senator Rizo Ontiveros hits the six-month deadline for fugitive televangelist Apollo Quiboloy to surrender his firearms. Last week, the Philippine National Police revoked the passport's firearms licenses for all 19 guns under his name, but he was given 6 months to surrender his firearms. For Ontiveros, Quiboloy has long been making a mockery out of government institutions, and giving him half a year to abide by the police order is quite unacceptable. Three arrest warrants have been issued against Quiboloy here in the Philippines. He's also wanted in the U.S. on sex trafficking charges. And police arrest the alleged gunman in the killing of radio broadcaster Juan Humalon in Misamis Occidental last year. The suspect was caught in Dipolog, Zamboanga del Norte early Monday morning. Humalon, also known as DJ Johnny Walker, was shot to death during a live broadcast last November 5. Police previously said they were eyeing personal grudge as motive. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cban.com and I'm on tfc.tv.